on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A man has been handed four life terms in prison for the rape of young boys in Pietermaritzburg. The 43-year-old appeared before the regional court this week. It's understood the sexual assault of four boys aged between 9 and 14 took place in the Mbali area between November 2023 and February 2024. The matter came to light after one of the children reported the rape, which led to the man's arrest. KZN NPA spokesperson Natasha Ramkasunkara.
In addition to the sentence, the man was deemed unfit to possess a firearm. Further, the court ordered that his name is entered into the National Register for Sex Offenders, and the court found him unfit to work with children. The NPA welcomes the successful finalization of this matter, and we hope that sentences of this nature will deter like-minded individuals.
Meanwhile, the Forum for South Africa says the alleged rape of a 7-year-old girl in the Eastern Cape highlights countless unreported child abuse cases. Its leader, Tebogo Mashilombane, says justice for Xwexwe could empower more children to speak out against perpetrators. He's blamed poor investigations, corruption and delays for failed outcomes in GBV matters. Mashilombane has this message for the police minister.
Be transparent on the case of Xwexwe. Compel the principal to comply with the police. And if he's a suspect, he must be treated like any other suspect.
Yesterday, organizations marched to the union buildings calling for government to declare a national state of disaster over the GBV crisis. And teachers' union NAPTOSA says the appointment of more professionals will help stabilize KZN's education department. Over 1,500 entry-level teacher posts have been filled since January. The department said they'd been left vacant due to retirements, deaths, promotions and resignations. NAPTOSA's Tirona Mudley says teacher posts should never be vacant in schools. She says the appointments will help ease the burden on educators and administrative staff.
And more so, it also offers some job security to those educators who were temporary or substituting for a long period of time. But we also want to see all appointments being made immediately when the vacancy arises. And we really don't want the department to wait for a number of years to collect a host of vacancies before having them advertised and filled. But for now, this is definitely a step in the right direction.
And further afield, voters in Gabon have begun heading to the polls for a presidential election. It's widely expected to make junta chief Brice Oligui Nguema the country's first elected leader since his August 2023 coup. Oligui, the general who led the putsch, has been leading in opinion polls. He toppled the dynasty of Omar Bongo Ondimba and his son and successor Ali Bongo, who were accused of looting the country's wealth during their 55-year rule. Your top story this hour, a man has been handed four life terms in prison for the rape of young boys in Pietermaritzburg. He appeared at the regional court this week. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.